I want to relate to an experience I had with 5G Wi-Fi that's not exactly pleasant. Now, I'm a sensitive person, so take it as my experience. It certainly is not a guarantee that it'll be your experience or anybody else's. But I'm quite sensitive to magnetic fields. When I went to Iowa to a college, a private school, in the late 70s, we were not too far from the Mississippi River Valley, and I got very disoriented because I grew up in Los Angeles with the Pacific Ocean on my west, and I pretty much lived my entire life in that relationship. But when I spent 2 years in this college just to the west of the Mississippi, now the Mississippi was on my, a large body of water was on my east, and I became quite disoriented. For the entire 2 years that I was at that school, I had north and south and east and west backwards. They were inverted. And I'm the kind of person, when I was a kid, my brother and I tried to do cross-country hiking using map and compass. You sight a destination point that you want to go to on the map, and then you sight it with your compass. And you try to go a straight line, straight across country, without anything, you know, not letting anything get in your way. You know, you pick a direction that's obviously surmountable. You don't want to, I mean, I didn't want to expect to scale cliffs or anything like that. And we got lost because I got the topographic lines for elevation all mixed up with what I was looking at the actual topography in front of my face. You know, I was the Boy Scout, so I was the one leading the two of us, and I got us both lost. And my brother freaked out, and I said, you know, Bruce, don't worry about it. I'm just going to use my hunches, and I'm going to get us out of this. And I did, because I actually am very good at getting myself unlost, or at least I was when I was a child. I was 15 at the time. Now I'm nearly 65, so it's about a half a century later. I don't have the same gifts I once, I mean, they're not as evident. I'm sure they're there, but, you know, an older body makes it a little less evident that they are still there. Anyway, I got us out of it very readily because I kind of have this magnetic compass inside of me that helps me find my way. So I'm not very good with maps or directions, but I'm kind of good using my intuitive sense. And he had another sense of his own that was very interesting. He could tell you what time of day it was to the, like, within 5 minutes or less accuracy. Just by looking at the sun, he could figure out what time it was. Well, when I was in Iowa, I got all mixed up because I got disoriented. And in fact, there was a few moments when I was there that I managed to see a hint of the aurora borealis. Now, we were at a latitude that was kind of equivalent to Sacramento. Yet, no, is it Sacramento? Or is it Seattle? I don't think it's Seattle. Seattle is more like Chicago. No, we were more like Sacramento. And yet I was able to see a little tinge of the aurora borealis, but it was in the wrong horizon. From my guess estimating, which was northeast, south, and west, I thought I saw the aurora borealis in the south. Yet, in hindsight, when I got home, I realized I made a mistake. I got everything backwards. The sun set in the east, and it was rising in the west. I mean, it was so bizarre. Yet at the time, I didn't think too much of it. You know, I knew something was really peculiar, and I just accepted it, and I thought, well, you know, I'll let it go. I don't know, maybe God has a reason why everything's turned around. I ain't going to question it, you know. I'll just leave it alone and accept it. And that's pretty much all I could do, was accept it. I'm not the kind of person to go around talking. Well, at that time, I wasn't very talkative. So I didn't, you know, tell anybody my experience and you know, ask them about it. So I just kind of kept it to myself. So this little podcast has to do with my sensitivity to Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi has gotten pretty strong and powerful from my experience I'm gathering, that must be the case, because it never used to bother me. When I would purchase a router for the home, it didn't bother me anything. You know, I just used it and that was that. I went into the library and that was that. You know, the public library, they had routers. But this Wi-Fi that I bought for my tiny little one-bedroom apartment a few months ago was it was either 3G or 4G, I forget which. That was like the primary output transmission. And then it had a secondary along with that that was also 5G. And it was like two different channels, I guess. And each one had its own, you know, each bandwidth had its own channel. I don't quite understand exactly how that works, but that's the way the description on the package read, something to that effect. Anyway, I turned it on and used it, and within a matter of just about 3 hours or so, I was horribly sick. Kind of like a flu condition or pneumonia or something. It was not good. My energy level, I just felt horrible. And I'm not a hypochondriac. I don't try to be. I don't want to be. I do the opposite. I try to ignore my sensitivities, the ones I know I have. And because of poor eyesight, I don't even bother to read ingredient labels anymore. I just grab stuff, you know, find out later what a mistake I made, and oops, maybe I should go back to reading labels. But, you know, unless I, you know, take the trouble to whip out my magnifying glass, I don't want to be bothered with reading the tiny print that I can't read. Well, it was kind of like that with this 5G. I thought, you know what, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to buy the router because I don't know which router to get. And it turned out to be the wrong one because I got very sick. So I returned it, and after talking to somebody, I realized I do get a choice. I can get a router that has a switch, an on-off switch on the backside, and I can turn off the Wi-Fi and just strictly use the Ethernet connection and connect an Ethernet cord to the backside and run that to my computer, and I can get Wi-Fi without having... I can get internet without having to use Wi-Fi to get it. And that made a heck of a difference. Now, what little reading I've done on this subject, the frequency for Wi-Fi is the same as the frequency for a microwave oven. It's just the power level is vastly different. Now, not to say anything... Not to support that theory that why worry because it's a different power level. I get sick from using from using microwave ovens. And there was a time I decided when we came out of homelessness and stayed in a hotel room, my ex and I decided to use the Wi-Fi, and I started getting sick. It took a while, but. It took a couple of weeks, but I started getting sick. Every morning I'd make a dish of frozen fruits and berries on a plate, and I'd thaw them out and cook them and have hot berries for breakfast. And after a few weeks, I started getting sick, and my ex-girlfriend said, "Hey, you know you're sensitive to microwaves. You told me so, and I remember you told me so. Why are you doing this?" So I stopped cooking it, and I got better. Well, at the time, I wasn't sure what went wrong. I thought, like a lot of other people think, oh, Wi-Fi is bad for the food. And now in hindsight, I realize that's wrong. There's nothing wrong with cooking food with a microwave oven because it disrupts the food no differently than a pot. Well, you know, you put something in a pot and you boil water in the pot. It disrupts it the same way. It cooks it. It heats it up, and yeah, that's disruptive, but that's all the microwave energy does to the food. Well, I don't want it doing it to my brain. I was standing there in front of the microwave oven, watching the berries cook and turn around on the turntable. You know, it's kind of a lure, an entrapment, that they put the glass window there for you to stare and sit there and stand there with your brain very close proximity to the microwave oven. And you're cooking your brain. That's what I realized I was doing. That's why I got sick. So a simple technique is don't use the microwave oven. But if you use it, walk away. Put as much distance between you and it. And the third possibility is to layer, you know, the tin foil hat idea You know, sounds ridiculous because it doesn't really help a whole lot. It's not that it doesn't help at all. It just doesn't do much good by itself. There's a fellow who wrote a book on EMP attacks and what they can do to our transmission system, our utility grid, to our computer hard drives. It can destroy all of our equipment and wipe out all of the memory on our devices. And it does so permanently. Well, he said there was an easy way to protect our devices is to alternate layers of foil and plastic or paper and make sure there's no rip in the foil. And if you do enough layers and the foil is not grounded, so it's just a floating plate, so to speak, and it doesn't touch any of the other layers of foil, so it's kept insulated and isolated from them, that you can adequately protect your equipment. Well, I decided to do the same technique on the microwave oven because it's also the same way this layering of foil and paper or a conductive material versus a non-conductive material is utilized in NASA spacesuits for the astronauts. That is considered the most efficient way to insulate the astronaut against the three forms of the transfer of energy: radiation, convection, and conduction. So I thought, okay, I'm going to do this for the microwave oven. So I made alternating layers of paperboard and aluminum foil, making sure the aluminum foil didn't touch any layer of aluminum foil, did not touch any other layer, and did not touch the metallic case of the microwave oven, so that it was just floating metallic plates separated by alternating layers of paper. And the paperboard was canvas, solid rectangular canvases, blank white canvas for painters in the craft section of Walmart. It had plastic on the back sides, so it was that insulating layer plus the cardboard plus the canvas stretched over the front side. And it just so happened I chose that because it's just the right size to cover the door. And that covered the glass, which to me is the most offensive part. I suspect there's some leakage going on through the casing of the microwave because I can still feel a kind of a headache or a kind of a hum inside my body, despite the fact that I walk away as far away as possible, putting a few walls between me and it in my little one-bedroom apartment. But it's not painful, and it's annoying, but it doesn't make me sick. So I can get away with using my microwave oven now, but I cannot get away with using a Wi-Fi, a 5G Wi-Fi that I think was built for a large size home, not for a tiny space capsule, one-bedroom sized apartment. It just doesn't fit in here. The power level is just too, it'd probably be better for a baseball stadium, you know. It's just too powerful. I mean, they're making it more and more powerful, as if we're not humans, as if we're robots and we don't respond to magnetic fields, so why worry about it? Or we don't have tissues that can cook, you know. I mean, there's something sensitive in my brain that gets cooked and I don't enjoy it. And it affects my health, so I stay away from 5G Wi-Fi and from the glass door, the glass opening, the window, the see-through opening of the door of a microwave. It just doesn't work well for me.